Jayatang Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarabhasva Padam Bojao Radha Madana Mohanao. Glory to the all-merciful Radha Madana Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Shri Madratnagara Singhasanasto Madrada Srila Govinda Devao Prashtai Libi Savyomano Smarami. In the temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Vangshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Svanaira Gopir Gopinata Sriye Stunaha. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangshivat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Glory to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Glory to Advaita Chandra. And glory to all the devotees of Sri Gaura, Lord Chaitanya. These three deities of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath, have absorbed the heart and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or followers of Lord Chaitanya. I worship their lotus feet, for they are the lords of my heart. Purport. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita offers his respectful obeisances unto the three deities of Vrindavan named Sri Radha Madana Mohan, Sri Radha Govinda Dev, and Sri Radha Gopinathji. These three deities are the life and soul of the Bengali Vaishnavas or Gaudiya Vaishnavas who have a natural aptitude for residing in Vrindavan. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas who follow strictly in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship the divinity by chanting transcendental sounds meant to develop a sense of one's transcendental relationship with the Supreme Lord, a reciprocation of mellows, rasas, of mutual affection, and ultimately the achievement of the desired success in loving service. These three deities are worshipped in three different stages of one's development. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu scrupulously follow these principles of approach. Gaudiya Vaishnavas perceive the ultimate objective in Vedic hymns composed of 18 transcendental letters that adore Krishna as Madana Mohan, Govinda, and Gopi Janavallabha. So what's that mantra?
No.
No. It's the Gayatri mantra.
So I'll give you. No, that's Savitri.
Yeah, Govindaya. Okay, what is that? Yeah, Govindaya, Gopi Janavallabhaya Swaha.
Yes, clean Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopi Janavallabhaya Swaha.
Gopi Janavallabhaya Swaha.
See,
you're not supposed to chant it unless you're Brahmin initiated.
Yes.
This mantra is for the book. Write it down.
So when you get your Brahmin initiation next year, you get 7 lines of Gayatri. This is the 6th.
Okay?
Okay. So it's coming soon. I can see that.
We'll see about that one.
I'm telling you.
So, hold on. I have a couple questions. Do you want to ask it then?
No. Now.
Okay. So, first of all, my first question is, where did it go? So, Vamsi Vata, what's Vamsi? Flute?
Yeah.
Vata. Okay. That's what I want to know. Okay. Number one. Number two is that, Radha Madan Mohan and Govinda Ji aren't they in Jaipur now? No. Radha
Govinda Ji is. Madan Mohan still in Vrindavan.
No. Madan Mohan is in Karoli, Prabhu.
No, it's no longer there.
No. It's for a long time ago, yeah. And then Gopinath is also in Jaipur.
But that temple is still there, but not
the
deity.
The original deity is in Karoli.
Okay.
Which is 165 kilometers from Jaipur.
All right.
So Madan Mohan and Pregaila? Yeah, that's what I want to make sure. And then my other question is that, I guess I'll ask.
Well, what is this, Gaudiya?
And then Gaudiya Vaishnava is Gaudiya Vaishnava is because we worship Radha Rani.
Gaudiya means followers of Lord Chaitanya.
Lord,
yeah, Gaudiya Vaishnavas means those who follow Lord Chaitanya.
Oh, so not nothing to do with Radha Rani?
No, has to do with we follow Lord Chaitanya.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
But may I add something? This one, this three deities, yeah. Principal deities, the Gaudiya's principle is Sambandha. Means relationship, Abhideya, means the actual functionality deity, which is Radha Govindji, and Gopinath, the ultimate goal, which is Gopinath.
Are we going to probably read that now?
Yes.
Oh,
but that's good.
Okay.
Preaching is the essence.
You said that there is how many for the Gayatri Mantra?
You get seven different lines. You get, first you worship the sun. Then you get two for the Guru, two for Lord Chaitanya, two for Krishna.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Madan Mohan is he who charms Cupid, the god of love. Govinda is he who pleases the senses and the cows. And Gopi Janavallabha is the transcendental lover of the gopis. Krishna himself is called Madana Mohan, Govinda, Gopijana Vallabha, and countless other names as he plays in his different pastimes with his devotees. The three deities, Madana Mohan, Govinda, and Gopijana Vallabha, have very specific qualities. Worship of Madana Mohan is on the platform of re-establishing our forgotten relationship with the personality of Godhead. And your father already told you the Sanskrit word, sambandha. In the material world, we are presently in utter ignorance of our eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Pangal refers to one who cannot move independently by his own strength, and mandamate is one who is less intelligent because he is too absorbed in materialistic activities. It is best for such persons not to aspire for success in fruitive activities or mental speculation, but instead simply to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The perfection of life is simply to surrender to the Supreme. In the beginning of our spiritual life, we must therefore worship Madana Mohan so that he may attract us and nullify our attachment for material sense gratification. This relationship with Madana Mohana is necessary for neophyte devotees. When one wishes to render service to the Lord with strong attachment, one worships Govinda on the platform of transcendental service. Govinda is the reservoir of all pleasures. When, by the grace of Krishna and the devotees, one reaches perfection in devotional service, he can appreciate Krishna as Gopi Janavallabha, the pleasure deity of the damsels of Braja. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this mode of devotional service in three stages. And therefore, these worshipable deities were installed in Vrindavan by different Goswamis. They are very dear to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there, who visit the temples at least once a day. Besides the temples of these three deities, many other temples have been established in Vrindavan, such as the temple of Radha Damodar of Jiva Goswami, the temple of Shyamasundara of Shyamananda Goswami, the temple of Gokulananda of Lokanath Goswami, and the temple of Radha Ramana of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. There are seven principal temples over 400 years old that are the most important of the 5,000 temples now existing in Vrindavan.
5,000 temples? Now more than 5,000.
Yes, at least 5,001.
By the way, Gokulananda of Loknath Goswami, it is in Jaipur also.
No,
it's
Radha
Radha.
Gaudiya indicates the part of India between the southern side of the Himalayan mountains and the northern part of the Vindhya hills, which is called Aryavart, or the land of the Aryans. This portion of India is divided into five parts or provinces: Pancha Gauda Desh, Sarasvata, Kashmir and Punjab, Kanyakubja, Uttar Pradesh, including the modern city of Lucknow, Madhya Gauda, Madhya Pradesh, Maithila, Bihar and part of Bengal, and Utkala, part of Bengal and the whole of Orisha. Bengal is sometimes called Gauda Desh, partly because it forms a portion of Maithila, and partly because the capital of the Hindu king Raja Lakshman Sen was known as Gauda. This old capital later came to be known as Gaudapura and gradually Mayapur.
Oh,
okay. The devotees of Orissa are called Udiyas. The devotees of Bengal are called Gaudiyas, and devotees of southern India are known as Dravada devotees. As there are five provinces in Aryavart, so Dakshinatya, southern India, is also divided into five provinces, which are called Pancha Dravida. The four Vaishnava Acharyas, who are the great authorities of the four Vaishnava disciplic successions, as well as Sripad Shankaracharya of the Mayavad school, appeared in the Pancha Dravida provinces. Among the four Vaishnava Acharyas, who are all accepted by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Sri Ramanuja Acharya appeared in the southern part of Andhra Pradesh at Mahabhutapuri. Sri Madhva Acharya appeared at Pajakam near Vimanagiri in the district of Mangalore. Sri Vishnu Swami appeared at Pandya, and Sri Nimbarka appeared at Mungera Patana in the extreme south. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the chain of disciplic succession from Madhvacharya, but the Vaishnavas in his line do not accept the Tattvavadis, who also claim to belong to the Madhva Sampradaya. To distinguish themselves clearly from the Tattvavadi branch of Madhva's descendants, the Vaishnavas of Bengal preferred to call themselves Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Madhvacharya is also known as Sri Gauda Purnananda, and therefore the name Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is quite suitable for the disciplic succession of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, Okay, it's coming up. Let's just continue. Our spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, accepted initiation into the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
What does Vishnupad mean?
One who is situated at the lotus feet of Vishnu.
Oh, like Pad means feet.
Yes. Just like we say, Nama Om Vishnupadaya. The spiritual master is situated at the lotus feet of God. Okay. So
is this saying that basically that, so out of the, okay, so I want to understand. So there's four Vaishnava Acharyas, right?
Correct.
That they said, and that's what, the Ramanuja, the Sri Madhva Acharya,
right,
Sri Vishnu, and
Nimbarka.
Okay, and so out of that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed Madhva Acharya.
Well, that's going to be explained. He accepted Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya because of Madhavendra Puri.
So the Madhva Acharya Sampradaya is headed by Madhavendra Puri?
No, it's Madhvacharya, but it's going to be, that's the whole gist of the whole next thing.
Well, what are the Tattvavadis?
That's going to be explained. That's
cool. This is getting real exciting.
Good. I was worried. I was thinking, I hope they don't find this boring.
No, this is so interesting.
All right. So, based on this purport, then I put together part two.
Okay, cool.
Part two should answer all your questions, okay? Because let me tell you a story. Years ago, I was giving class in New Dwarka in the evening, and I was preaching. And after the class, this Indian guy came to me in my office, and he was saying that Madhvacharya teaches different than what ISKCON teaches. So I was explaining to him that yes, there are going to be differences because technically we're not Madhvacharya. We follow Lord Chaitanya, who accepted Madhavendra Puri and
Madhvacharya's succession, right? He said
yes, because Madhavendra Puri was in the Madhva Sampradaya. But there are things that we don't follow that the Madhvas follow.
So these four Vaishnava Sampradayas, are those like, that's where all the Indian religions stem from?
All the Vaishnava India, not the non-Vaishnava, because there's so many Hindu religions.
Right.
But as far as Vaishnavas,
so then how come there's like different sects of those four? If they're all Vaishnavas, why don't they just all? Are any of those sampradayas like, do they teach different things, or is it something that we don't believe in?
Not really. Their methodology and their emphasis is different.
Okay.
In Lord Chaitanya, he introduced worship of Radha and Krishna. And it all started with Madhavendra Puri. Okay? Yes.
Could there's someone that's in one of these other Vaishnava Sampradayas, could they still go back home?
Yes. Yes.
Are they going to go to just like only Vaikuntha Loka? Could they go back to Godhead?
That will depend. I would say it depends.
Okay.
It depends.
Okay. But so it's not
Yes.
Wrong,
there's nothing wrong.
But
now you're saying, are they going to go back to Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha? That depends.
Okay.
And
there's nothing wrong with it.
No, because they're Vaishnavas.
Okay.
Yes.
What does it mean to be a Vaishnava?
You accept that everything comes from Krishna or Vishnu.
Okay.
And you accept that the soul is the eternal servant of God. If you accept those two things,
then you're considered a Vaishnava.
What
does
Vaishnava
really mean? Like literally mean Vaishnava?
A follower of Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Sometimes we are called Karshnas.
Follower of Krishna.
Okay. Right? Or sometimes they call us Chaitanyaites. Yeah. All right?
But,
so.
Can I make some comment on that Karshnas,
Yes.
Karshnas is a follower of Krishna. Basically, the reference
reference to that particular word is to the Pushtimagi, who are only followers of Krishna. There is no Radharani in that. So that's what the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, and my Guru Maharaj repeated that once, that Dwarkadish, you know, the people who follow the Vishnu are Vaishnavas, followers of Vishnu, but the origin is Krishna. The people who follow followers of Krishna is called Karshnas, and the people, but we, Dwarkadish, we are the Gaudiyas, we are the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the
Srimati Radha. Like you said, Lord Chaitanya is one that introduced the worship of Radha and Krishna.
And not only that, worship of Radha Krishna in the highest rasa of conjugal love. And that was radical.
No other foursome for that.
Nah. Not worshiping Radha Krishna in the conjugal rasa. That's Madhavendra Puri and Lord Chaitanya.
So, and you said that, Vaishnavas believe that Krishna is God and that the soul is eternal service.
Yes.
So
those two things that Vaishnavas believe. That bottom line. Bottom line, Vaishnava. The soul is the eternal servant of God, whether you call him Krishna or Vishnu.
Okay?
Okay,
great. Thank you.
There's one more thing into this this one. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru was Mayavadi.
Sannyas guru.
Sannyas guru.
Not his Harinam guru.
No, Sannyas guru.
Who?
Ishwara Puri.
Ishwara Puri is Harinam, Keshava Bharati is Sannyas. Yeah, because, I mean, we studied that. That was the first thing we studied when we started. That externally he accepted Mayavad Sannyas, but that was just a trick. Because he didn't behave like a Mayavad.
So why did he bother? Why did he accept?
The reason was, when he was in Navadvip, there was an incident where in the school, he was in ecstasy chanting Gopi, 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 Gopi. His students misunderstood and criticized him, saying, hey, all along you're teaching us Krishna and Hari, and what is this Gopi chanting? So Lord Chaitanya got angry and chased them. And because these were sons of Brahmins, they were like, hey, who's this Lord Chaitanya chastising a caste Brahmin? So Lord Chaitanya realized, okay, Navadvip's finished. So Lord Chaitanya said, there's a whole section that's not surrendering. The intelligent class, the upper class, I'm only getting the low class. So Lord Chaitanya said, I'll take sannyas. And the social custom was sannyasi, everyone offered respect. So Vaishnava sannyas was not very prevalent. The real, you know, in society, the Mayavad sannyas had all the prestige. So Lord Chaitanya said, I'll take sannyas by them offering obeisances, but simply on the basis of sannyas, still their offenses will decrease and gradually I'll be able to flood them. So although he was Mayavadi, he didn't act because when...
He did it for the...
Yeah, he just did it as an external, just to get into the country.
Yeah, just to get in, the step inside.
So when Prakashananda and him had their discussion, he said, you know, you're supposed to be one of us, but you don't do anything that we do. All you want to do is Sankirtan. And what you're supposed to do is meditate and read Vedanta Sutra. And that's when Lord Chaitanya started to preach to Prakashananda. And that's when he defeated him. And that was the very first thing we learned here when we started our Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Back in 2005, did we start?
Yeah, we started 2003.
2003. Well, you were a kid.
No, when we start this room, you know, remember?
No, we started.
No, is that time this room is not complete and
anyway,
yeah.
Over there.
Yeah, we started in the.
I like this stuff. This is real interesting.
Well, that makes me very happy because I was worried that you would find it boring.
This is so cool.
All right.
And we started, I think, the five features, you know, that is all.
Yeah, that's the chapter.
Yeah.
It's two parts. Panchatattva and then Prakashananda. And the reason why I started that is because that's the most important section of the Chaitanya. You've got to learn that first. That's why I started. I take care of my people. I am doctor. I know how to administer the medicine.
No, you are a doctor of soul.
Soul.
You are a doctor of body, right?
Okay, so now we're going to understand Tattvavadi, okay? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had a discussion with the Tattvavadi community, and the Tattvavadis felt themselves to be inferior Vaishnavas. At the time, all the South Indian Vaishnavas were worshippers of Lord Ramachandra. So, Rupal, if they're worshipping Lord Ramachandra, where are they going to go?
After.
Yes, they're not going to Goloka Vrindavan because they're worshipping Sita Ram. Some were Tattvavadis and some were followers of Ramanujacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at Udupi, the place of Madhvacharya, where the philosophers known as Tattvavadis resided. There he saw the deity of Lord Krishna and became mad with ecstasy. While at the Udupi monastery, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw dancing Gopal, a most beautiful deity. This deity appeared to Madhvacharya in a dream. Madhvacharya had somehow or other acquired the deity of Krishna from a heap of Gopi Chandan that had been transported in a boat. Madhvacharya brought this dancing Gopal deity to Udupi and installed them in the temple. To date, the followers of Madhvacharya, known as Tattvavadis, worship this deity.
Is that deity still there?
Yes. You guys have not been?
Yeah, we've been there.
You've been?
I don't remember.
You didn't go?
It's on the way, Rupal. It's, I think, Ramona or something. Or it's on the way to Jagannath Puri.
Anyway.
No, it's in South India. It's in South India.
Because we don't remember right now.
You went to South India?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Jagannath
it's
Puri. Yeah, it's in South India.
And we didn't go. We didn't go.
I went in 2008.
Gopal,
yes.
Oh, is it really dancing?
So that is the Madhvacharya's, you know, came.
Correct. It's in South India. Let's continue. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received great pleasure in seeing this beautiful form of Gopal. For a long time, he danced and chanted in ecstatic love. When the Tattvavadi Vaishnavas first saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they considered him a Mayavadi sannyasi. Therefore, they did not talk to him. Later, after seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love, they were struck with wonder. Then, considering him a Vaishnava, they gave him a nice reception. Sri says, that's what I was saying.
Right,
he didn't behave like a Mayavadi. Okay, he had the externals,
right,
but he didn't behave like it. Not just like in anything. You may be initiated or you may be something externally, but it's how you... Yeah, how do you actually behave?
Right.
Or another thing, you may be born in a Brahmin family, but you don't behave like one. Instead, you're a gas station attendant. You know, it's a different thing. You got to act accordingly. That's how.
You eat meat or you sell meat or, you know.
Exactly. Right. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that the Tattvavadis were very proud of their Vaishnavism and therefore smiled and began to speak to them. Considering them very proud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his discussion. The chief acharya of the Tattvavad community was very learned in the revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly questioned him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I do not know very well the aim of life and how to achieve it. Please tell me of the best ideal for humanity and how to attain it. So Lord Chaitanya is showing us one way of preaching. You acquiesce, you let the other side speak, and then you respond. Yes. It's a certain methodology. The Acharya replied, when the activities of the four castes and the four ashrams are dedicated to Krishna, they constitute the best means whereby one can attain the highest goal of life. When one dedicates the duties of Varnashram Dharma to Krishna, he is eligible for five kinds of liberation. Thus, he is transferred to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha. This is the highest goal of life and the verdict of all revealed scriptures.
What is Varnashram
Dharma? Varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Ashram, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas.
Oh, okay. And Dharma means there, the Dharma. Of
Dharma means, in this sense,
prescribed
duties, exactly. Your prescribed duties as a Brahmin, as Kshatriya, as a Vaishya Shudra, as a woman, and also as a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. It's not all the same. Yes, very good. That's the best answer. Dharma, prescribed duties. Excellent work, Adish. Excellent. All right. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, according to the verdict of the Shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service to Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted these verses from the 7th canto, 5th chapter, verses 23 of 24 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Does anybody know who spoke these verses? No, look at the verse. Who spoke?
This is Prahlad
Maharaj. Ah, who's he preaching to?
To his father.
His father. Exactamundo. Shravanam kirtanam Vishno smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam iti pungsarpita Vishnau bhaktischain navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yuddha Tanman Ye Vitam Uttamam. This process entails hearing, chanting, and remembering the holy name, form, pastimes, qualities, and entourage of the Lord, offering service according to the time, place, and performer, worshipping the deity, offering prayers, always considering oneself the eternal servant of Krishna, making friends with him, and dedicating everything unto him. These 9 items of devotional service, when directly offered to Krishna, constitute the highest attainment of life. This is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. When one comes to the platform of loving service to Lord Krishna, by executing these 9 processes, beginning with hearing and chanting, he has attained the fit platform of success and the limit of life's goals.
What does that mean?
Oh, good. I'm glad you asked. So, first is Dharma, prescribed duties. If you do that, you get Artha, material things.
Okay.
With material things, Kama, you enjoy.
Okay.
And when you're disgusted with enjoying, then you want moksha, liberation. And the Acharya was saying that liberation, that's the goal of life. Lord Chaitanya is saying there's a fifth goal, loving service to Krishna, which is the same thing he told Prakashananda. He told Prakashananda, no, the ultimate goal of life is love of God. Prema Pumarto Mahan.
Love.
Prema Pumarto, it's Love of God is the ultimate goal of life. Panchama Purushartha. Those four things, Dharma, are called Purushartha, goals of a person, human life. This love of God, loving service, is the fifth. This is the whole basis of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. Because what does he say? And even he says, I don't care about liberation, but bhavata bhaktir ahoituki. I have to have service. I have to have service.
That's Bill Lord.
Jai.
Okay, so.
You saw him?
No, he just opened the door. And I saw him come by, but he just opened the door. But okay, so hold on 1 second. Okay, so you said that, so people that that don't follow Lord Chaitanya or maybe are not Vaishnavas, or I don't know. But anyway, so most people think that the goal of life are these four things. Yeah.
Yes, in Hinduism, this is what Hinduism teaches.
Okay.
All the Hindu sects teach these four things. You speak to any Hindu,
they'll say Dharma.
Yeah, they'll understand what you mean.
Okay.
But they're not, 9 times out of 10,
they're not
going to understand if you say, no, we're not care about liberation.
So, but I thought liberation means the five kinds of liberation. Then what is this Dharma, Artha, Moksha, Kama? That's also liberation?
Moksha, yes, there's five kinds.
Right. I know, you get the Swaroop.
Lord Chaitanya is going to qualify.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay, then another question I have is that the Shravanam Girtam Vishnu, so that verse was first spoken by Prahlad Maharaj?
What?
Ever?
He's the one that's quoted in, it comes in,
as
far
as I learn it, is because Prahlad Maharaj spoke it?
Yeah, and it's like.
No, but I'm trying to say is that, like, Prahlad Maharaj was the first one that spoke it in the Bhagavatam?
At least, yeah, in the Bhagavatam, that's where that verse comes in.
Okay.
Whether he's the first, I don't know. But that's where you find it in the Bhagavatam.
That's called Navada Bhakti. Navada Bhakti.
Yeah, I know. Nine professors of devotional service. I understand that. That's not what.
But she wanted to know, yes, this is where we get it. And then from that, that's why it's in that song, Bhaja Hure Mana.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's a fundamental teaching of Vaishnavism.
And that's Prahlad Maharaj's
one. Right. All Vaishnavas will accept that nine processes. They all will accept that. Shall we continue? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. Evaṁ vratasva priya nama kirtya jatanu rago druta chitta uchai hasati ato rodati roti gayati unmada van nrityati loka bhaya. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Now, when we started our classes, this verse was the verse that Ishwara Puri told Lord Chaitanya at his Harinam Diksha. This is the essence of the Bhagavatam. Because,
11.2.40.
Yeah, this verse that we just chanted. Because Ishwari Puri told him, you have to continue chanting, you have to stay in the association of devotees, and you have to preach. And he said, Lord Chaitanya is telling this to Prakashananda, that my spiritual master quoted this verse and said it's the essence of the Bhagavatam.
My spiritual master, he said that I'm the most full.
That's right.
Person, and he tell me not to read all this, but just chant this holy name.
Yes, because the Prakashananda said, you're Mayavadi, you're supposed to read Vedanta Sutra, but instead you're doing Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya said, yeah, because my guru said not to read Vedanta Sutra. That's why. Then they said, well, what's wrong with Vedanta? Lord Chaitanya says, nothing wrong with Vedanta. I know Vedanta really well. And they said, okay, prove it. So then Lord Chaitanya started to explain this, and they were like, huh? He knew so much about Vedanta. Okay? Because when you offenselessly chant, you know everything. When you, what is that verse, the first verse I learned in Bhagavad Gita? One who knows Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower. You know that?
Yeah, he therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Artha.
Rupa. That's the 20th verse. 19. Yes, you chant this chapter every day. You're still chanting that chapter? Rupo, I can tell by all the questions you're asking today, I can tell that you are on the verge of a major life, spiritual, material breakthrough. You are on the verge.
Because, you know, I mean, she's now preaching.
No, that's not because I'm preaching. It's because, like,
you need
whenever,
to know. Yeah, no, I'm because, very proud you know, of you.
I noticed, like, whenever, like, Sri Goloka, he always knows, like, the meaning of every word, and he always, like, scrutinizes everything. So I'm like, maybe I should start doing that. That's why I'm asking a million questions, because I want to learn nicely.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very proud. You know,
you are on the verge of a major, gigantic, cosmic breakthrough. Yes, you have stepped up to the higher level. Very good. Shall we continue?
Yes, please.
Lord Chaitanya concluded, in every revealed scripture, there is condemnation of fruitive activities. It is advised everywhere to give up engagement in fruitive activities, for no one can attain the highest goal of life, love of Godhead, by executing them. So this is the argument people want to say, I'm doing my duties, I'm a good person, that's fine, but you're not going back to Godhead.
Yeah.
Why? Because you haven't developed love of Godhead. Yes, you do your prescribed duties, okay, you get to take birth again.
Right.
Okay, maybe you can go to heaven for a while,
sure.
But you're not getting liberated permanently.
Right.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Agyaya evang gunan doshan maya dishtan api swakan dharman sat yanja ya saravan mang bhajet sa chasatama. Occupational duties are described in religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults and then give them up completely to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person who does so is considered a first-class man. And after saying that, look what Lord Chaitanya says next. Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang dvang sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma sucha. In other words, that Bhagavatam verse is an explanation of this Sarvadharman verse. Because look what he said. Yes, occupational duties, yeah, but you should give them up, what? To render service. So that's the full meaning of Sarvadharman. Because, yeah, because everybody's saying, what? Krishna's saying, give up all religion?
Yeah,
give up all religion, but? And render service. Yeah, surrender means to render service.
And he even says that, don't worry, because I'm going to deliver you from sinful reactions.
That is correct.
Don't worry, no, if I don't do this, then I'm going to get
very good.
Right?
Very good, preacher Rupal.
This one, occupational duties are prescribed in the religion. So they're talking about the karma kanda section.
Well,
everything.
Like you said, prescribed duties is all,
everything.
How do you know you're prescribed? It's in the scriptures. Yes. It's in terms of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, blah, 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 blah. It's all material. It's all material. If you want to say karma, that's fine. You're still on the material plane. Just like when we studied Ramananda Roy here. Lord Chaitanya said, no, it's external. That's external. But when Ramananda Roy said something about pure devotional service, aha! Then Lord Chaitanya said, good, but I need something better. Until he got to the point where he wouldn't let Ramananda Roy speak because it was too high.
Reveal his identity.
Reveal his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identity. But wait, but we don't follow, like, we're not all here, like, Vaishya Sudras, Kshatriyas, Brahmanas. That's not like, you know.
Yeah, the devotee, Vaishnavas. We are devotees.
No. What I'm saying is that, like, for, like, the common people, right? Like, we don't have a caste system here.
We do.
A caste system.
In a way, we do.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Like,
you're talking about in America?
Yeah.
Okay. You sort of have a caste system, but not, it's, everybody is behaving according to their nature.
Yeah.
So, some people are accountants,
yeah.
Okay? Some people are laborers.
But see, what I'm saying is that we can choose what we want to do, right? It's not like I was like, oh, I'm born as a Brahmana, so I have to now give up everything and just be like a devotee. No, I'm like, hey, I can be a CPA, I can be a doctor, I can be this, I can be that. We can choose, right?
But it's, again, it comes from your nature.
It still comes, what you choose is your nature that you have been developing birth after birth after birth.
Oh, okay.
You have, I have, all of us have been creating a certain nature.
That's why we're attracted to certain types of
That's people. Right. Okay. That's right. Like, and even as devotees, like, let's give, for example, Ratna Bhushana. So Ratna Bhushana, he's not somebody you're going to see on the altar.
Yeah.
But you do see some devotees, they got to do that brahminical type work. Whereas Ratna Bhushana is more
hands-on
and wants to get things done for Krishna. Right? Without Ratna Bhushana, there's no carts, and there's no Sunday feasts, blah, blah, blah. So many things. Is because Ratna Bhushana keeps that temple
running.
Right. And he should be cloned in every temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? So, externally, someone would say, oh, he's a Sudra.
Oh,
but he's beyond that because he's doing it for Krishna. Okay? Then you have, you know, guys like, you know, like the pujaris,
right.
The full-time, you know, they are naturally attracted to that kind, or some devotees, they like to study. That's a brahminical thing. Or preaching is a brahminical thing. Then you have some devotees, they like to manage and be administrators.
Right.
That's a kshatriya tendency.
That's
right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're a kshatriya.
Okay.
All right? Then you also have devotees who like to do business.
Yeah.
So they're Vaishyanavas. Follow?
Yeah.
They have their nature, and they're
so it's about your nature more than it is about, like.
Yeah, the whole thing is not about how you were born. It is how you actually act day to day. What are your tendencies?
Okay. Got it. Okay, it makes sense.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. But if it's done for Krishna, that changes everything. It's not that Ratna Bhushana is low class.
That is called, you know, out of that four varnas, that person who is doing for Krishna, is he called devotee?
Yes.
Much better word than Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya.
Yes, he's a
Vaishnava,
he's a devotee.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're doing, but you're doing it for Krishna.
Exactly.
That changes
above
the whole perspective.
Exactly. And the same thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. I'm now going to explain how all the four castes can achieve perfection, even the Sudra. And what does Krishna say? By worship of the Supreme Lord. And how do we worship the Supreme Lord in Kali Yuga?
Hearing and chanting.
That's right, hearing and chanting.
Okay.
Exactly.
So even a Sudra can become,
Huh?
I said even a Sudra, doesn't matter. They can still be a devotee. They can still.
What a Sudra. Even Malecha Yavanas. Even Papa Yonayas.
Even Sutta Goswami was Sudra.
Sutta Goswami.
Yeah.
The one that's on the name.
Haridas
Thakur
was not even a Hindu.
Yeah,
that's
right. Maybe
they accepted. They were.
That's cool. No, but, okay,
so,
cool.
Sanatana Goswami,
so
Rupa Goswami also, they were.
They were born Brahmins, but because of their jobs, the Brahmin caste said, you guys are out.
Who
are
you
Rupa and Sanatan.
They were, like
they were born in South Indian Brahmin families. But because they took those jobs in the Muslim government, the Brahmin board, the Brahmin board said, you're out. And they even took on Muslim names.
Yeah, they're in Muslim names, right? It's like Shah or
something. The Birkas Sakramalik. Okay? So externally, they were rejected, but Lord Chaitanya picked them. Ramananda Roy was considered Shudra. Okay?
Ramananda Roy was considered Shudra?
Yes, materially. But it was a weird kind of Shudra because he was like a servant of the king. But depending on how you're looking at it, you know, some people in India at that time considered him a Shudra. Some considered him like a Kshatriya type. It depends how you want to look at it.
Suta Goswami, who is reciting
the sages of Nami Shamaranya, headed by Suta Goswami. That same one?
He's a Shudra. He was Shudra.
Yes. But he was blessed by Lord Balaram. Yeah.
Okay.
When Balaram killed his father, the sage Romaharshan.
Oh, Romaharshan's his father?
Yes. Yes, but it was a mixed birth.
He's a Shudra.
That's why that name Suta. That Suta name immediately designates he's not born Brahmin. I think it was a mixed caste, like probably had to been.
Very clearly, he was not a Brahmin. He was a
yeah. Otherwise, why is he called Suta?
Oh, I didn't know that. That's what a Suta.
Yeah.
Is. Even this one was a Dashiputra, Vidurji.
Yeah, but that.
Vidura, exactly. He's come.
You know,
that's Shudra. Dasi Putra means Shudra. But that's, again, only seeing it externally.
Yeah. But internally, he was the greatest devotee.
Well, in the case of Vidura, he's Yamaraj.
Yeah.
He's no Shudra. But, it's you're seeing things from different angles of vision.
During a Leela, for that particular Leela, he's called Dasi Putra. But he's
actually. Yes. Yes, and even in that role as Vidura, he behaved better than all of the Kauravas. Better than his brother Dhritarashtra. And he was on the same, who was his friends? He was friends with Bhishma. What makes sense? They're both devotees. He's not friends with Duryodhan and Shakuni because birds of a feather flock together. Yes, so when Balaram killed Romaharshan, the Brahmin said, you know, you shouldn't have done this, Lord. And so Balaram said, hey, I can undo it if you want. They said, no, that's okay. But we gave him lots of blessings. So
that's why Suta Goswami.
So it was passed on to his son, Suta Goswami.
Oh, okay.
Okay? He got all the blessings. Shall we continue?
Yes.
This is turning out, Rupal, you're making this class super good.
I love it.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Tavat karmani kuravita na navidyeta yavata matkata shravanadova shraddha yava najayate. As long as one is not satiated by fruitive activity, and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, one has to act according to the regulative principles of Vedic injunctions.
Okay.
You understand the context there?
Yeah. Regulative principles of Vedic injunctions.
In other words, if you are acting as a devotee, you don't have to worry about all this rules and regulations of Varnashram. But if you're not on that platform, then you had better be strictly following the occupational prescribed duties. Otherwise, you're going to get sinful reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are on this platform of a devotee, that you don't do this Hindu thing, you don't do that Hindu thing, doesn't matter. Are you doing devotional service? That's your only, now everything changes. Then the question is, how much devotional service are you doing? Okay? All right, let's continue. Lord Chaitanya said, Rupal, pure devotees reject the five kinds of liberation. Indeed, for them, liberation is very insignificant because they see it as hellish. Lord Chaitanya then quoted Srimad Bhagavatam. So this quote is from Kapila. Sa lokya sarsti samipya sarupyai katvam apyuta diyamanang nagrinanti vina matsevananjana. Pure devotees always reject the five kinds of liberation, which include living in the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, possessing the same opulences as those possessed by the Supreme Lord, having the same bodily features as the Lord's, associating with the Lord, and merging into the body of the Lord. Now here comes the important line. The pure devotees do not accept these benedictions without the service of the Lord. And it's the same thing that Hanuman said when Ram offered him. Hanuman said, no, I just want to be at your... Same thing, Prahlad, right?
Yeah, he said that I don't want to
have... I'm not a merchant. I'm not a vanik. Yeah. I worship you because you're my master.
Right.
And then when Nisringadev insisted, he said, okay, then I don't want any more material desires in my heart.
Yeah. He said, I own a benediction that I don't ask you for anything.
Yeah. And Prahlad also said, actually, my Lord, when one is a pure devotee, he already has your opulences.
Mm. Oh, that's so cool, yeah.
Yeah, you have them.
That's true.
Let's continue.
Oh, sorry, and then actually Tugram Prabhu made this point and during the Nishingadev class. It was so nice. He said that if Prahlad Maharaj were to ask for some type of benediction or something, that would be like exploiting that relationship, right? Then it's like you're asking Krishna, like, hey, I want something out of this. So it's like the fact that you're not, you know, that Prahlad Maharaj or even like us, that we don't ask for anything, that's like, then it's pure love because it's like you're not at respect.
Correct.
Anything in return. You're just like, I just want to give you. I don't want anything back.
Correct.
That's pure love then.
Yes.
I love that.
Okay, one second.